Another piece of research that's had substantial exposure in the media this week was about nosebands and horses. You may have seen reports on ABC Television News on Tuesday and on Lateline. The fuss is about rules as we approach the Olympics. Paul McGreevy is Professor of Veterinary Science at the University of Sydney, and the concern is about events like dressage. When we're talking about regulations, nosebands at the Olympics, I would have thought that dressage has been going for so long that that would all have been sorted. What's happening?
Well, you're right. We used to check nosebands at the elite level, and that percolated all the way down. It was traditional to check with fingers. So two fingers under the noseband was considered sufficient space for the horse to be comfortable. But that's no longer in place. The FEI, the International Equestrian Federation, as director of dressage, Trond Asmier, some time ago said that they'd stopped checking under the noseband because using two fingers was considered too imprecise. So that alerts us to the fact that there was some debate about the precision and some discussion about the checking itself.
So there's argument about how this is going to be handled at the Olympics coming up. What is the problem for the horses having these two elements in their noses and their mouths?
So if we focus on dressage, and it would be unfair to suggest that dressage is the only discipline that's affected by this discussion. At the elite level, it's currently a requirement that the horse wears a double bridle. That means that there are two bits in the horse's mouth and a chain under the chin. One of those bits has a lever action. So there are two reins, hence the double, and the horse has to manage the discomfort that comes from those bits. One of the things it might want to do is form a cushion with its tongue under the bits, a sort of ball, if you like. Now, to do that, it has to open its mouth. Other evasions of the bit include putting the tongue out or grinding the teeth or simply opening the mouth and lolling the tongue out of the mouth. All of those untidinesses, if you will, are considered faults because they reflect often rough riding. So there's a rule in place that says if we see the horse looking uncomfortable, we'll give you some penalties.
You lose points.
That's right. So the rule was written in anticipation of the animals being able to open their mouths. Unfortunately, now we've got to a situation where they've been denied their voice. And they're also denied not just those unwelcome behaviours, but also chewing, licking, yawning, and perhaps most troubling of all, swallowing. So we've seen with our study that as you tighten the noseband, these behaviours are knocked out sequentially. And as you tighten the noseband, you get a dose-related stress response, a physiological stress response.
Yes, in your studies, did you show that the stress is severe or is it just a bit of a nuisance?
Well, it's a significant stress response. We can say that. The heart rate goes up, the heart rate variability drops. These are all significant changes. Heart rate variability should be high. It should be a sign of the animal coping with its environment. And the eye temperature goes up. Now, eye temperature is a very interesting metric. It's growing in importance in animal welfare science. It essentially demonstrates an activation of the sympathetic nervous system. And if you think of the eye as a window to the brain, it tells you there's something going on with that neural structure. And its elegance really is that you don't have to touch the animal. You don't have to take a blood sample, which of course would create a stress response in itself. Even take a saliva sample to look for salivary cortisol concentrations. Instead, you're just playing a camera onto the animal and picking up subtle changes in eye temperatures, which in this case were quite significant.
I have never done dressage. I know that it's very well disciplined. If you watch it on television or go to a show, it's quite extraordinary what that horse manages to do. Is it not intrinsically stressful, that sort of caper, or do they enjoy it?
Well, I think the booming field of equitation science, which is the science of horse handling and horse training and horse riding, is showing that the physical exertion required for things like piaf and passage, which are very energetic movements, that requires a hard work on the part of the horse. It needs to be able to be fit and not overly fat. It needs to be able to breathe properly, and there are question marks around that. But it would be fair to say that the stress responses that we see in dressage horses are generally lower than they are in show jumpers. So dressage can be a very beautiful thing, and of course nothing beautiful comes from the use of force. So what we can look forward to, if the horse is given this space back, is a more sustainable sport.
And I presume the riders are on your side in that sense, because it's completely against their better interests to have a horse distressed.
I think the best riders can see that the future will not rely on relentless pressure from nosebands. They've got nothing to fear from this. At the moment, there may be peer pressure from other riders to all get on board with this practice. There is some evidence that at least 50% of horses would fail the two-finger test completely, that there is no space under the noseband. And certainly our studies have shown that that's associated with their stress response. However, we did use naive horses. The problem with the horse is that it puts up with so much. It's its own worst enemy. If you think about the cat dressage, if you start putting a double bridle and a noseband onto cats, it would be some spectacle.
What a thought.
So the horse is likely to habituate to all sorts of challenges. But the evidence we have seems to suggest that the tongue is immobilised by the pressing of the jaws together and having to accommodate two bits. Now, if you immobilise the tongue, however much habituation takes place, you're still going to have compromised chewing, licking and swallowing. And so that's where the debate has to shift, is what behaviours are we prepared to deny the horse in the name of sport?
You've only got about 3 months before the Olympics, 3-4 months. Is there enough time to change anything?
Well, it's not my job to campaign. However, there are 30 organisations around the world that have called for adoption of checking using a standard gauge. And so the animal protection movement is squarely behind this, with some very big names from around the world that are asking the FEI to give the horse space again under the nosebands.
Paul McGreevy from the University of Sydney Veterinary School, and their paper has just been published in PLOS One.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.